All right, for the sake of this video though, this is my prototype board that's actually gonna go into the arcade cabinet today just for testing. This one's kind of been beat up and mangled up because this is what I'm using literally for prototyping the system. I've already found some problems with this one where I need to make a second revision of this board. But either way, this should have enough to at least test a single player because I don't want to solder up another board right now, basically. You see, I like fresh air when I'm soldering so I don't choke on fumes, and it's a little bit too cold outside to open the windows right now, so I'm gonna make do with what I got, and then the plan was to swap the board anyway once I have the version 2 of this board that has all the issues fixed with it. But as you can see here, this is the 40-pin ribbon cable that will come in from the JAMA switcher, and then there's traces that go to these 6 connectors here, and as you can see, these will slot straight into that. That is so much cleaner than dealing with a freaking JAMA harness, isn't it? And then, like I said, this is just a normal 40-pin ribbon cable, similar to like an old IDE cable that will go between here and that's all the cabling for the whole system, basically. Eventually, another idea with this is that we have our red, green, blue sync, so I'm actually going to redo the plugs for the monitor, the CRT, to plug into here. And then we have left and right audio over here to go into the audio hardware that I showed off last time. So this is gonna break out just about everything for the whole arcade cab all in one board. Plus, I already have an earlier generation from these other PCBs, SNES adapters, and now the SNES adapters are gonna live directly on this board. And the idea is that instead of being on this side of the board, the final version will actually have it on the opposite side of the board, and then I'm actually going to have this board mounted to the front of the arcade cabinet on the inside with cutouts for the SNES connectors. And these SNES connectors are going to go through an RP2040 to interface with the rest of the board. It's just the RP2040 interface is kind of what I broke and with my design. I used the wrong logic level shifter chip, so I need to completely redesign that part of the circuit, but that's for a future video. Anyway, I'm gonna get this plugged in to see if I can at least get a few wires working. The other issue I'm running into right now, as I alluded to before, is that the joysticks are a 5-wire interface, so they have a shared ground, and this was not designed for that either. So I'm working on ideas currently to see how I can deal with that, but at least currently I can test buttons, which is enough to get started. So I'm gonna hop over there and get to that.
I have to get back in the fight.